This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number three of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Always streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. You can watch us live every single day there. Of course, if you miss any part of the show, you can rewind on that. You can rewind on the Odyssey app, or you can check out the Hoffman Show podcast, available, you know, wherever you get yours. Right now, it is time for our NFL tier rankings because, well, that's what we do on Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Every single Tuesday, we rank every single team in the NFL, and we do it not power ranking style, because that's frankly a bit silly. It's kind of hard to do. There's just too many teams, and it's like, oh, is Team X really better than Team Y? And you wind up doing some of that silly nonsense. So Anthony and I created four categories: prime contenders, puncher's chance, interesting but not quite good enough, and no chance in hell, which is to say the prime contenders you would have to be not surprised to see in the Super Bowl. Puncher's chance, hey, we're not surprised to see them make the playoffs, but probably not going to do damage there, but maybe. Interesting, but not quite good enough. Max out at a wild card team, but you're definitely not doing anything beyond that. And then no chance in hell, that team ain't sniffing the playoffs. That team, no, absolutely no. Poopsville. Thumbs down. Any questions, Anthony?
No, sir.
I'd hope not. This is the third year we've been doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. It is time. If you'll hit the music, please. Because normally I hit the music, but I'm operating from home today because navigating Washington, D.C. today. So a lot of stuff going on. Prime contenders time. Kansas City Chiefs. That's the first team on the prime contenders list, Anthony. They haven't lost yet.
Yeah.
I think they get to stay.
And the rich got richer. They got Josh Uche.
Yeah.
Defensive end.
Belichick. Of course, this is one of Belichick's guys. He coached him in New England last year. He's like, I don't think the Chiefs gave up anything. Belichick is just crushing the Patriots for everything they do right now.
Yeah. Everything.
He's a salty man. Well, I don't blame him. And it's also easy to punch the Patriots right now because they ain't going to punch back. The rich get richer. They're figuring out ways to win, even though they got dudes going down to injury and all this kind of stuff. Mahomes ain't even playing like amazing football, but always does enough. Their defense is sick. Chiefs 7-0. They're a prime contender. We got a team that's lost. That's next. The Baltimore Ravens lost to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that loss.
Lost a division game on the road.
Yes, they did.
And it was an emotional day in Cleveland. I would be no less surprised if the Ravens made the Super Bowl today than I would last Friday based off how this weekend went. Now, if something else goes wrong, okay. They also added someone today, Deontay Johnson, so they got another receiver. The Ravens are still great. They might be the best team in football still. Is there a team that you are more scared of any given week than the Baltimore Ravens?
No.
That's incorrect. The Detroit Lions are absolute murderers right now. But the Baltimore Ravens, who would you pick in a Lions-Ravens game? That's a fun one.
The Ravens.
I think it would depend on who's home. I'd pick the home team.
Okay.
That's a 3-point spread depending on who the home team is.
I mean,
an even line or neutral field.
Considering the Ravens literally dropped like five interceptions against the Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to make the play. You're right.
Who makes plays all the time? The Lions. They put 52 points on the Titans. And I realize it's the Titans,
yep,
but it's 52 points in the NFL. And that's the kind of performances offensively they're putting up on the regular.
Yeah.
All right. The Vikings and Packers were our last two teams in prime contenders. Oh, the Lions are in here too. They're not going anywhere. Okay, cool. Good Lions discussion. The Vikings and the Packers. Vikings have all of a sudden lost two in a row. One was to the Lions, and they got the Lions hangover. That has been a thing. You play the Lions, you lose the next week. They also lost to a Rams team on Thursday Night Football. They got Puka and Cooper Kupp back.
Mm-hmm.
Do we believe any less in the Vikings now that they are 5-2, I believe, compared to where we were earlier in the season?
I don't think their defense is as feared as previously thought. I think we give them a week. I think we give those guys a week, allow the defense to rebound. They have the Colts actually on Sunday Night Football. They're playing against a 40-year-old quarterback, so I expect them to take care of business. And if not, then I think it's time for them to go down.
I already moved them down.
I didn't even see it.
Yep, I snuck it in on you. Here's the reason they're going down. Did we really believe in the Minnesota Vikings?
Sam Darnold played pretty good.
Like, I'm not saying they're not good, but are they on the level of the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Lions?
No,
they never have been. The thing is, they kept winning, so we had to put them up there. Yeah. And at some point, you have to go, well, I don't know, maybe this team has got something to them. Maybe Sam Darnold really is this much better. But at the end of the day, like, I don't – like, Brian Flores is really good. A defense that's that aggressive, that's a razor's edge, man, and it's going to backfire eventually. Mm-hmm. They are, to me, the definition of a puncher's chance team. They are definitely good. They are definitely dangerous. Darnold, if he gets hot, like, that dude can cook. Obviously, you throw it to JJ, he can make a million things happen. But are they really a team you trust week in and week out? Prime contenders. Would you be surprised if they wound up in the Super Bowl? I would. They're puncher's chance to me.
Yeah, it's probably going to take them beating the Packers, the Lions, in their division later this season. So I guess we'll revisit it later, but perfectly said.
All right. Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love can't stay healthy. And we've insulated the Packers before because of the fact that Jordan Love was in and out of the lineup. They won. It was closer than it should have been. Malik Willis throws the walk-off, or not the walk-off, but throws a touchdown pass to seal it at the end.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the Packers? This is the one I'm a little bit washier on, because I think I believe in them more long-term, but I don't know that they belong up here.
Maybe not at this juncture. Maybe when, because I don't know if he'll be out or not.
We don't know, but like, he's not playing good ball. And it was like, okay, Jordan Love's out. Okay, Jordan Love's back, but he's rusty. Like, eventually we just got to go. Jordan Love is not having the season that he had last year.
But dude, they're winning, though, Craig. They're winning. It's the same reason for the Chiefs.
It's like, this is why we have the definitions. Prime contenders? How many there are teams that we have not mentioned yet that I would pick over the Packers this week. So let's do it. The Washington Commanders won on a Hail Mary. They also dominated that game for 3.5 quarters. Their defenses look significantly better, and Jaden Daniels is a top 3 MVP candidate, no matter how you slice it. We've resisted this long, but they just keep playing, like, down in, down out, they're playing phenomenal football. And they went toe-to-toe with Baltimore. I know that they definitely got outplayed in that game, but like, they found ways to be punchy. They found ways to keep it close, and they never back down. They have the mentality that it takes to play with these teams. And I know that they're understaffed. I know that defensively there's to be desired in the secondary and in the pass rush. But, like, would they definitively have the least nice house in the prime contender neighborhood? Yes. But I think it's time, man. They're 6-2 and number 2 in the NFC. And is there another team? There's one other team in puncher's chance right now that I want to move up. But is there another team in that list that we're going to go through here in a second that you would say is better than Washington? How many teams in puncher's chance that right now, looking at that list that I know, realize not everyone can see, but we'll go through them in a second. How many teams on a neutral field would you pick over Washington right now on that list?
I can definitively say one.
One, and it's the other team that we're going to move up, right?
The Steelers?
No.
I'm moving this. I think the Steelers are a better team than the Commanders right now.
Nah.
But I know the team you're talking about. I really, really like the Steelers, though.
Okay, you really like the Steelers. I would pick Washington on a neutral field.
Okay.
It's tough. And, like, maybe the version of the Commanders that finished the game on Sunday with Trent Scott at tackle, I'm not picking.
Yeah.
That's a different story, right? But if their O-line is okay injury-wise... What? They're 6-2, man. What are we waiting for?
The Steelers are too.
Okay, well, maybe we need to talk about the Steelers too.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
The other team gets to go up automatically.
I agree, though. I do think it is time to move the Commanders up to answer your question, because that was the ultimate question.
Yes. So the Commanders are up. We'll see how they respond against New York this weekend. We'll see what they do. Maybe that Pittsburgh matchup in 2 weeks is a, hey, who gets to stay up game. But I think Washington, and also, like, look, if we look at it through the definition of are we surprised in the Super Bowl, the Lions are then the only team that's up there. We're going to put one NFC team in prime contenders?
Nah.
Like, who? What your path is matters to an extent. It's because of how we've done these silly definitions. Just enforcing the rules. The other team that's automatically going up is the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I talked about this a couple weeks ago. I think they were due for one of these Buffalo Bills heaters where they look like the best team in football for a month. They dismantled the Seattle Seahawks. They are for real, for real. They've already made some moves with getting Amari Cooper in. They could make more. The Bills, your prime contenders. Congratulations. Which leaves a conversation about the Pittsburgh Steelers next. We'll get into that and see who goes up, who goes down in the rest of the league. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.